Broken down,
living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter by feeding you, so we can walk it out.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks who have tuned in across the country and around the world. Those of you who are over in Kenya.
Are you ready to take the lead and launch the business you've been dreaming about? Zen Business.
Sorry about that. Italy, Turkey, China, Canada, and of course, the U.S. Thank you all, and I'm asking that you folks also spread the word. Show is being brought to you by Flashback Academy. Flashback Academy is all about getting our veterans and our former foster care youth off of the street after so many have taken so much from them. That's the least that we could do. But Flashback doesn't stop there. We want to provide vocational training for marketable jobs and careers. And for some of you folks who might want to learn a little bit more about Flashback, just write us at flashbksllc@gmail.com. Yeah, if you didn't get it, just play it back again because we're short of time and it's a lot of stuff that we got to do. Oh, it looks like our friend from North Carolina also tuned in. Always glad to see you over there. One of these days maybe we'll do an in-depth interview where we're not talking about the grief and stuff. We're talking about after the grief, the positive things that people are doing in their communities. And I think that young man may have a great story to tell if he would be so inclined at some point. I will be reaching out and asking. Now, I'm going to give you folks something that I think may help set this up. This is probably one of the most challenging segments that we've done, and we've done some doozies. And Dr. Clark normally doesn't get a briefing before we start. However, something told her, I think I need to check and see what Dr. Brown is going to be producing today, because while she has an agenda, we have an agenda, and somewhere along the middle, it all comes together. The question that I got hit with today was centered around blame or accountability. What am I talking about? Accountability, that means when you're taking blame for something. Yeah, go look it up. I did already, and it expands on it. But where are we talking about? Dr. Clark, are you there today?
I am here. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning to everyone, wherever you're joining us from. Good to be back.
And it's outstanding to be able to have you here. And I got a doozy. We got to go ahead and jump off into it. And folks, I'm going to give you the short end of it. I got hit this afternoon about 3 or between 2 and 3 Pacific Standard Time with a Facebook, we'll call them friends. I think that's the appropriate word. But one of the folks who takes a look at what we're doing from time to time, and she said, I believe that I'm the cause of the grief of my family. That's a heavy burden in itself. But then she went on to say, because I took a gun to my husband's head, or my late husband's head, and I shot him in the head, and he's dead. My children, my relationship with my children are strained. The family members on his side don't want to talk to me. Other people on her side say, well, enough was enough. But she's left in the middle. Should she take blame, Dr. Clark? Is anybody else blameless? Or should blame even be a part of it? Or is she just being accountable and say, yeah, I did this. And she did go to court. She was acquitted, too. Okay, beyond a shadow of a doubt. But this is heavy because there's a lot of collateral damage that's left here, Dr. Clark, and I'm concerned about it. So I'm going to just go ahead and button up and back up and fasten my seatbelt like I'm encouraging the rest of these folks to do, to see what you have to say about this.
Well, this one has definitely been sitting in my spirit since it came to my awareness. And so I thank you for providing a few more details. But with details and without details, it is just a hard spot to be in. The situation of, I believe you said it was a domestic violence situation, correct? Mr. Brown?
She asked you, correct, about them.
I believe we were talking about domestic violence. I believe we're talking about lies.
I had to step away, but
no problem.
Yeah,
I
domestic violence.
You know, so we're dealing with loss all the way around, right? So
no doubt,
this woman had enough courage to accept responsibility and hold herself accountable. And I'm sure that at the time that this took place, she knew there was going to be some backlash. But she had some choices to make, none of which had good outcomes. And probably for her, she chose, in her mind, what was the lesser of two evils. We don't know all the details of the event that took place that led up to this catastrophic event and ending, this explosion of an ending. But for her to sit in such a place to carry that is almost unimaginable, which gives further credence to the title of my book, When Numb Is Not Enough, because I'm sure there's not enough descriptive words or adjectives, emotions that she could think of that would be able to sum up the weight that she's feeling from having to carry this. And so where others are putting blame on her, that's a matter of perspective. Only she really knows deep down in her heart why that decision was made. And yes, she may feel like she is now carrying the weight of, forget everybody else, but her children. She's a mother. And anytime our children hurt, we hurt. And we would much rather it be us experiencing that hurt, no matter what it is. Even if they fall down and scrape up their knees, we would rather scrape ours than they scrape theirs and have to deal with that pain that they have felt at that moment. So I can just imagine what she feels like trying to carry that. But what she has to do for herself is to resolve the grief in her. Because, yes, her kids may very well be feeling grief. I'm sure they are, without a doubt. But she's grieving as well. And some people may say she doesn't have that right because of what she did and she brought it on herself. But if we think about it, we don't know how long she's been experiencing what she was experiencing up until that point. She's been grieving for a long time. She's been in an emotional grieving process for a long time. And maybe this was her way of thinking, now my grief will be over, now my pain will be over, now my suffering will be over. Her kids have been grieving for a long time because even if they didn't witness it head on, they've seen the changes in mom, or they saw the changes in dad over whatever span of time this was. So this is not a current, just a current situation of grief. This is a pattern of grief that's been happening for some time. So this is grief that is cumulative grief. And so now putting those pieces together is going to have to be done delicately, because there will need to be a conversation with the children. But that conversation must take place for a level that they can all understand. And once she is able to freely express herself, may give her a sense of a place of to start. So it may be a good idea for her to go through that exercise where she writes a letter to her grief, write a letter to that husband, write a letter with her and express every emotion that she has to express. Express how because of the circumstances, how it left her feeling and what situation it's put her in now, and how is having her feel like there's irreparable damage that has been done, but the damage can still be repaired. It's going to take some time. And so I don't want her to feel as if she is the blame to all of this, because there really is no blame. It's one of those situations where it kind of is what it is, and now we've got to be strategic as to how we put these pieces back together again. It's going to be inch by inch. So let's look at the length of a football field, right? And so it's what, every 10 yards you get a first down? Times getting that 1 yard, that 2 yards, that third yard is a challenge because the defense is on you. And so it seems like every yard that you gain, you get pushed back 2 yards. So one of the things that can be effective is to look at this situation as just trying to get to the first down, just trying to get those 10 yards, and knowing that every inch that I take towards my own healing can help put me in a better place to now bring my children to a place of healing. And I would offer that she looks into getting some professional assistance, because this is definitely not a journey that she can take on her own. And so until she's able to get herself to a place of strength, to a place of wholeness within herself, she will not be able to as children. Because it doesn't matter that in the eyes of the law, she was acquitted or seemingly appeared to be justified in her actions. At the end of the day, there is a void that has been left in the hearts and the minds of her baby. And it's going to take a lot of work to try to get them to a place of healing. They may not understand it. I don't know how old these children are. I don't know if they're young babies. I don't know if they're school age. I don't know if they're middle school. I don't know if they're high school. I don't know if they're adults. The fact of the matter is they're going through something, but mom is going through something as well, because it's not just a physical loss. We don't know what role dad played in this whole process. Was he the breadwinner? So now we're looking at financial loss and grief there. We're looking at the physical loss of the dad. We're looking at the physical loss of a husband, even though that relationship appears to have had some cracks and some holes in it. It was a relationship. We don't know how long they were together. So now creating a new identity. How does mom see herself? And does she see herself as this criminal, as this murderer, as this life taker? All the labels that outsiders are putting on her that is now stacked upon how her children might view her and what her children are carrying. And so I want her to be able to still look at herself in the mirror and see that she's worthy and that she still has some self-worth. And because she is still worthy of love, that's what her children now need to be able to see so that they can work through it together as a family. So she definitely is going to need to reach out and get further assistance somewhere. I'm definitely willing to have an offline conversation with her at info@rotm.la or 818-646-6608. But this is not a situation where there's just a one catch-all answer to it, because it comes with many layers. And so as those layers start to unravel, there's going to be more there. So what everyone on the outside can see, even the kids, is very surface. And only mom knows how deep the roots go. And so, yes, she might feel some blame, but that's natural. So again, the emotions will come. The feelings will come. Allow them to come. Do what they need to do. Recognize what they are, and then allow them to do what they're designed to do. Emotions have motion in them. Let them move on. But when you're in that place of being stuck, sometimes we need assistance in helping the emotions to move. So she's stuck. She's stuck in a place of grief for herself. She's stuck in the grief for her children. Her children are stuck in the grief for themselves. They're stuck in the grief for their dad. They're stuck in the grief for their mom. Because I would venture to say, if you have a conversation with them, they're hurting and grieving for their mom as well. And we know, Dr. Brown, dealing with our children in the child welfare system, that no matter how challenging and no matter how egregious, no matter how harmful a child might be pulled out of their home for, there's still a sense of loyalty and dedication somewhere down the line to that parent or that family member that did harm to them. And so these kids may not have been recipient of the physicalness of the harm from death, but there's definitely some subconscious suffering that they experience in this as well. So it goes deeper than what any one answer can give, especially in a small segment as this. But it definitely requires further visitation so that they can get back to a place of wellness.
Well, I was pretty encouraged that in high probability that she would be listening in either through our website or she didn't call in, but that doesn't mean she won't pick it up a little bit later. You know, it reminds
right.
me, I wrote a book called Life Through the Arts, our training guide. I think you probably remember
mm-hmm.
that. There was a
yes.
particular episode, and then the episode went like this. The title of it was Who Will Take the Blame? I don't know if you remember that one.
Yes, it sure was.
But
yes, I remember that
focus,
one.
Yes, its focus was on a young lady who was visiting the doctor. I'm going to shorten up the story so that you folks can catch it, being mindful of the time. And the doctor says, you know, well, it looks like the your pregnancy is coming along really well, and come back and see me in another week or so. And she did. And baby was kind of squirming around a little bit, and she had a couple of marks on her. So he asked her about it. She goes, oh, well, you know, my husband, he gets upset with me because I'm sometimes kind of mouthy. So I'm going to fast forward here and get to the end of it. At the end of the play, there was a lot of people gathered around, family members from both sides. The husband, yes, was there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a casket that was there. And the question was, no, because the husband wasn't there. The casket was there.
Right.
Question
mm-hmm.
that everybody was left with was, who was in the casket?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the husband? Was it the child? Because as you were describing that situation, who knows, that mother might have been defending her children. So those of you
right.
who might want to come and say, well, she just lost her mind, how dare she? You know, let's take a bigger look. What won't a mother do to save their child? I won't even go there, all right? But at the end of it, you're right. This isn't a one-stop fix-it-all in one session over an air, because it's one-sided. questions and there's exchanges that has to happen. So I encourage this particular young lady who had the courage, the accountability to say, you know what, I know I need some help because I got to repair myself enough to be able to continue to be a parent. My kids may need some therapy as well. So do give Dr. Clark a call or holler because I'm pretty sure you're very, very going to be challenged to find somebody as competent, experienced, ready to go, willingness woman of God. I mean, come on. So give her a call and start your journey to recovery. And as far as the taking the blame, like she said, that's natural. I'll take the blame if I stood up for something. I took the blame for going into Vietnam. And the things that I did, we're not going to talk about on the show because it ain't enough time to fix this therapy. But nevertheless, I'll take the responsibility because we all free here on the air today to be able to have dialogue to talk about other issues that are meaningful and powerful to us. And we want to thank our caller over in North Carolina for his service as well. Why don't you go ahead and take us home, Dr. Clark, because there ain't a whole lot more we're going to be able to say about this one on the air.
Wow. If no one else needs to take a few deep breaths, I need to take a few deep breaths. So I invite you all to breathe with me. As we take a deep breath in, hold it for 3, 2, 1, exhale out. Do that one more time. Let it out. And as you breathe in on this third one, our reflection for this evening by Dr. Alan Wolfert, as I reflect on the past, I may have a multitude of feelings. Some good, some bad, some indifferent. This looking back is an important part of ultimately looking forward again. I must be on the alert for those who feel threatened by the need to look to the past. For only through reviewing what was can I create what is and what will be. Meditate on those words. And again, give yourself room to grieve. Until we meet on Saturday, you all have a good rest of your week. Thank you so much.
Rise up today, rise up. In spite of the age, I will rise 1,000 times.